So what is true about air conditioning and the coronavirus? Remember the recent study of a woman in China who dined at a restaurant days before she had symptoms of COVID-19? Researchers say she infected four at her table and five people at other tables because an air conditioner right behind her spread droplets from speech from her to all of them. And what about the president's claim that some sort of light, maybe a UV light, can get inside the body and destroy the virus? Well, scientists were quick to say once the virus is replicating inside the body, nothing can stop it. And people who make UV lights were quick to say, no, putting UV light on your skin can cause cancer and cataracts. Nonetheless, lights sold out. But might there be some real benefit if UV light is used not on the skin? Donald Milton is a professor of environmental health at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. He joins us on Skype. And Don, start with the AC study. What did that tell you about how the novel coronavirus can spread?
It suggests that the virus is present in droplets that can hang in the air and be blown around by an air conditioning system. The droplets don't have to be extremely small if there's enough air movement to keep them hanging in the air. And, you know, your nose can pull in pretty large particles. Think about pollen. We get pollen in our nose all the time this time of year.
And by the way, one pleasure of speaking to people who are working from home is that I get to hear their birds in their backyard.
I forgot to close the window.
Please don't close the window because, first of all, fresh air, which we want to talk about, and we love hearing the birds. But staying with unfresh air, which it turns out that this AC system in use in that restaurant in China might have been, and it's something that's being increasingly used in the U.S., it's an air conditioner that recirculates the inside air with no filtration or fresh external air intake. How do you view that in light of the coronavirus pandemic?
Those systems are really common. You know, often even in hotel rooms, you have just a recirculating fan coil unit. These newer ones, sometimes called splits, that sit up on the wall or on the ceiling, are very efficient from an energy point of view and have become very popular for that reason. But they don't bring any dilution air in from outside. And in that particular restaurant, they had exhaust fans, but they apparently had them sealed up at the time. So there was no fresh air coming in. And, you know, what we're seeing is that outbreaks where you have a bunch of people infected all at once like that are almost exclusively occurring indoors in poorly ventilated environments.
Yeah. So what do we take from this? I mean, how vigilant should people be? Should they check what kind of AC system there is in a restaurant or in their office?
Well, I think for the restaurants and offices, it's going to be the building managers and owners that need to check into what is going on in their space. And, you know, if you have enough dilution ventilation coming in from outdoors or some way of cleaning the air indoors so that you can achieve 5 to 10 liters per second per person. Sorry to get technical there, but we're beginning to hone in on the numbers of the amount of air that you need to be bringing in. And the bad outbreaks seem to be occurring in places that have very little air coming in.
I bet there are building managers listening who are taking notes. You recommend that windows be open. We remember in the great flu pandemic of 1918, there were things called fresh air hospitals. They literally put a lot of the patients in no-walled, open-sided tents because it, you know, it was thought that fresh air was a disinfectant. So just to be clear, can fresh air kill the coronavirus?
Well, no, it's diluting the virus, not killing it, but reducing your exposure to a level where you're not likely to get infected. Sunlight, there is new data coming out on sunlight. And sunlight is a disinfectant.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because once you're sick, once the virus is inside you, you're certainly not saying sunlight can kill it then.
No, not at all. But if you are with other people outdoors, you have infinite amounts of dilution ventilation. And if it's daytime and the sun is out, the sunlight is killing the virus that's in the air or on surfaces, so that you have multiple modes of preventing transmission.
Ah. And I just want to be careful there as well, because you're not saying, hey, go to the beach because, you know, you can jump all around and hug each other and everything because the sun is going to kill whatever viruses might be coming out of your mouth in conversation, and you're fine. I don't think you're saying that either.
No, if you're at the beach or you're in the park, you still need to maintain social distance because the virus concentration in the air close to where it's coming from is going to be a lot higher than it is 6 feet away. That's one of the big things about the 6 feet distance, is that it helps with all the modes of transmission, touching things that are contaminated, getting hit by big droplets, or breathing contaminated micro droplets.
So it's good to hear that there can be some mitigation from sunlight, from fresh air, but you still have to be careful and keep up with some of the social distancing restrictions. But let's talk about ultraviolet light. We know there are three kinds. The UVA light that, you know, comes from the sun can wrinkle and damage your skin. UVB light can cause skin cancer. UVC gets filtered out by the ozone layer, but researchers have found it's effective against viruses, bacteria. But we're hearing that this new coronavirus needs an incredible high dose that, from my layman's reading, would fry people. I mean, I'm reading in a report from Columbia, UV light is a highly efficient antimicrobial modality effective against bacteria and viruses. However, generally not practical in scenarios where people are present because UV can cause cataracts and cancer. So with that caution, what is your thinking about how UV light can be used?
The UV light can be used in three ways. One is to decontaminate surfaces that can be exposed to the light when nobody's there. So, you know, you can go into a room and set up a thing and then remotely turn it on, but you better be out of there when it goes on, because it's going to cause sunburns and particularly damage your eyes if it's in the UVC range. The UVC doesn't penetrate the skin very well, so it's not a big cancer risk, but it is a big risk to causing a very bad eye irritation. The other two uses, people sometimes put it in the air ducts of air conditioning systems. Mostly there it's been used to try to control bacteria and fungal growth on the cooling coils, but it can be used to clean the air. And then the third use is one that goes way back to the 1940s, demonstrating that upper room UV, it was being used in elementary school classrooms in Philadelphia during a measles outbreak, showed that it could really help stop a measles outbreak in a school.
Back up a second. Upper room UV, what do you mean?
So these are fixtures that are designed so that the light doesn't get down to where the people are. So you have to have a reasonably high ceiling. And the area above people's heads, the air is being treated and virus is being killed in that part of the room continuously. So a very large volume of air. And if you combine that with something like a ceiling fan to make sure that you are pulling air up from around the room's occupants and through the kill zone before it comes back down for people to breathe, you can get very high equivalent air changes compared to pulling in air through a window or from an air conditioning system.
And again, it takes away that concern about the UV light hitting directly on someone's face or their eyes.
Yes, but it requires careful design and installation and maintenance. It's not something for the faint of heart.
Right. Again, building managers hopefully are listening, and someone's not hoping to do this in their back bedroom. But UV in air systems, as you indicated, it's not unheard of. We've heard of hot yoga studios using them, anecdotally some senior centers and offices installing them, hopefully in the way you've described, because the BBC quotes this UV light maker who says he's sold out of lights to people who want to disinfect people with them. You know, somebody who wants to install it at the entrance to a supermarket, you pass through this UV light that would somehow disinfect you. This is not what you're talking about, UV light on skin.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yeah. And when you said ceiling fan, do you support ceiling fans in general, or is it just as a part of the system?
You know, it's a part of this system. It's in general, it's just moving air around, and it would be no different than that restaurant in Guangzhou where the air conditioner was circulating the air around. It would just spread it. It wouldn't do anything to limit it.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating, but as with many aspects of COVID-19 and the coronavirus, it sounds like in the wrong hands, it doesn't work very well. You know, like people who were drinking disinfectant. It sounds like UV has a lot of promise, but in the right hands.
Yes, it requires some care in and know-how. So it has the potential to be highly effective and would be, you know, very useful in appropriate places. Brigham and Women's waiting room has had upper room UV for many years.
This is a hospital in Boston.
In Boston.
Yeah. Donald Milton, professor of environmental health at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. Don, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Robin. A pleasure.
And we mentioned people looking for fresh air during the 1918 flu pandemic, but a children's rhyme that came from that time reminds us people also worried about airborne viruses, just like we are now.